May 22, 2001. It was more than an hour and a half before Arthur returned from his meeting with Erdai. Jillian had actually been considering walking a few blocks into town for a cool drink when he finally emerged from the guardhouse.
"Sorry, it was so long. I wanted to see Rami before I left,"
she told him she didn't mind. "How did it go?"
Great, he said. "Couldn't have gone better."
Something was wrong with Arthur, however. He seemed strangely unfocused. He said no more, and she finally asked how he felt about what Erdai had told him.
I believed him, absolutely. That's why I had to see Rami. I wanted to tell him about this myself. I had to argue with the captain, but they finally brought him down for a few minutes.
Arthur smiled suddenly.
Basically, he couldn't understand why I was surprised, like it was completely normal. Told you I didn't have nothing to do with it. He's excited about getting out of here, but it wasn't news to him that he's innocent. The one who'll never let me hear the end of this is Pamela.
Rami's innocent, Arthur said, and stared down at the gravel around the base of the tree. Then he said it again. Rami's innocent.
May I ask, did Erno alibi Gandalf, or does he say he knows who the killer was?
Oh, he knows, said Arthur.
It was him, Erdai. It's a hell of a story, but it all fits, every detail. And it has to be true anyway. Why would a dying man bother lying? I mean, he killed all those people himself. Erdai did.
Driven down by the weight of what he had just said, he fell on the bench beside her. Jillian waited. She was not sure she wanted to know more. No matter how isolated from the past or anesthetized she wanted to make her faculties of judgment, the story instantly struck her as implausible. Arthur, she saw, suddenly stood on the highest cliff of his career. Rami Gandalf's life, his innocent life, was in Arthur's hands. Justice, indeed, the whole principle of law, that it would make fairer the few elements of existence within human control, now depended on him. He was the main variable. His work, his wits, his ability to wage and win civil society's most momentous battle. The lost look swimming in Arthur's coffee-dark eyes was terror.